now, let's find out what's making news in the UK.
What's making news in the UK is Ender Brady from Sky News UK. He's making all the headlines when he got to visit Harry Styles and Tom Hardy on, well, Dunkirk, wasn't it? That was the new movie that they're in. How did you go?
Oh, do you know what? It was absolutely brilliant, Ben. Really.
Oh, no. It was that brilliant. He's decided to hang up. How good. We'll try and get Ender back on the line. What is it about this time every day? The phones. It always happens. He's there, and then it just hangs up. I reckon someone flicks a switch somewhere and says, right, we're going to play with Ben. We're going to screw up Ender. We're going to do this. It's every time. It's like when someone switches on the hot water tap in the kitchen and it blows out everything in the shower. Why does that happen? Every day. Let's try again. Ender, hello.
Hello, Ben. Sorry, where was I? They made me sign a disclaimer about the movie, so I find that remarkable, a story that's 77 years old. I'm not allowed to tell you what happens in Dunkirk, the movie.
Well, we don't know the ending?
You don't know the ending? Exactly. It's a brilliant, brilliant film. I think it has Oscars in it. Some of the other stars were there as well. Mark Rylance. Now, he's an Oscar winner. He's British. He is brilliant. He plays a civilian who just takes his pleasure craft from a port in the southern coast of England over to Dunkirk to rescue some of the soldiers. Now, Mark Rylance, in my interview with him, which goes out later on Sky News, I said, where is Dunkirk's spirit nowadays? Quick as a flash, he said that he was watching an interview the other week on TV with the hero London police officer who used his baton to fight off the three jihadis. And he said, I watched that and he said, I was so moved by an unarmed police officer fighting three men who were stabbing him. They blinded him. And he said the police officer's only concern was for other people. And even now he's shedding tears for those he could not save. And he said, and they butchered this man. Mark Rylance just said, if you want Dunkirk spirit in 2017, it's alive and well in the police officers, firefighters, paramedics, and those amazing civilians who do so much for the general public. And he's absolutely right.
Well, there we go. The Dunkirk spirit here in Australia. We call it the Anzac spirit. And sadly, because of our technical issues, that's all we've got time for, mate. We'll get those phones sorted out, hopefully, by tomorrow. Ender Brady, Sky News UK.